Oftentimes, when my kids return home from being at their grandparents or from a vacation, they will say, "When can we go back?" They had so much fun that they can't wait to get back to enjoy the park or the pool in the same way. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Psalm 122, verses 6 through 9 say this, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. From my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." These verses are given as if the person has enjoyed the city, enjoyed the worship, and is now leaving it, but can't wait to come back. And there are three words that are used here that this worshiper is praying over the people of Jerusalem. And the first one is the word for pray. This word used for pray is not the formal word that would be used while in the temple. This was an informal word for ask. It's what a man would do when he finally decides to ask Google Maps for directions. It's just the everyday word. So remember, we've transitioned heading away from Jerusalem, away from corporate worship, but realizing that it should have effect upon us in the everyday areas of our lives, and that we should and can ask certain things upon the church. And here's what we can and should ask for: peace, shalom, wholeness, healing in all possible ways, flourishing in all areas of life when God's will is being done. When we have children, we want them to grow up to be healthy, strong bones, strong muscles. We want them to be able to run and jump and twist and turn and play. But we also want them to be able to speak and communicate well and to express themselves well. We desire for them to be great thinkers, wise in their thoughts and actions. We don't just seek their flourishing in one area, but in all areas. We want them to be whole in that sense. And that's the basic idea of this word, peace. The psalmist is not just praying that Jerusalem would avoid war. No, he's praying that the people flourish spiritually, economically, socially, biologically, in their families, according to God's word. And then the psalmist says, "May they be secure who love you." That's our third word, secure. It means rest. May they be at rest, those who love you. Well, what exactly is being communicated here? David is saying, on Tuesday, when they go to the grocery store, may they be at rest in you. When they show up for work, may they be at rest in their identity in you, Lord. Peace be within your walls. May the people flourish together. Security within your towers, that there's no worry or threat on the horizon. So do you know what's being communicated here? He's traveling on his way back home, and he turns back and he looks at the city of Jerusalem and he raises up his hands and he says, "Peace be upon this place." This person has been so moved by Jerusalem, so moved by worship, that he wants it to be in place for when he returns again. He wants others to know and experience what he has known and experienced. And this should be the same type of prayer that you're praying when you're pulling out of the parking lot on Sunday. Today, please pray for Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Karangi LifeWord broadcast heard in Tanzania.